Cabinet officials in Britain are expressing relief today about the findings of a senior parliamentary committee. The committee concluded that Prime Minister Tony Blair's government did not deliberately stretch the truth about Iraq's chemical and biological weapons program. The Intelligence and Security Committee also cleared Tony Blair's former top advisor, Alistair Campbell, of personally doctoring information in a dossier on Iraq. From London, NPR's Guy Raz reports.
Since last May, Blair's been under fire for allegedly making a weapons report on Iraq sexier in order to highlight that country's threat capability. There have been accusations that Blair's team put pressure on the JIC, the Joint Intelligence Committee that gathered evidence on Iraq's chemical and biological weapons program. This allegation was first made in a BBC report earlier this summer. But today, a parliamentary committee seemed to lay to rest those allegations with the announcement of its findings, made by Anne Taylor, the committee chair.
We say very categorically that there was not political interference, that the dossier was not sexed up.
A total of three separate inquiries have been launched into matters relating to how Tony Blair's government made its case for war. Last month, the first, held by Parliament's Foreign Affairs Committee, cleared Blair and his staff of doctoring evidence on Iraq's weapons program. The second inquiry, the Hutton Commission, is ongoing and resumes next week. Today's findings by the Parliamentary Intelligence Committee, though, are considered to be the most weighty. This probe was launched back in June, and all the testimony given to the committee members was done in secret. The members of the committee come from both political parties and include MPs who opposed the war, like Alan Byth.
This is a unanimous report, and what is clear to me is that this was not a conspiracy to deceive, but that the degree of weight placed on the importance of intelligence failed to highlight the gaps in intelligence and some of the qualifications that needed to be made about its use.
Though the committee cleared Blair, it didn't let his government off the hook without some criticism. For example, today's report stated that the defense minister, Jeff Hoon, possibly misled the committee. Hoon failed to disclose that inside his own Ministry of Defense, there were critics of the government's assessment on Iraq. Today in Parliament, Hoon sounded contrite and seemed to end speculation that he'd step down.
I hope that the committee accepts that I did not, in fact, mislead them. I note that the committee finds in the final words of their report that they agree with the conclusions of the FAC report that ministers did not mislead Parliament.
Hoon promised to be more forthright and open with members of Parliament in the future. He walked out of the House of Commons and, to the surprise of many, returned to work as the Defense Minister. Guy Raz, NPR News, London.